Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This year, the Lads Podcast is hitting the red dirt at the 2025 Fink Desert Race, and we're stoked to have the absolute legends at Black Cat Civil riding shotgun with us and helping us vlog this year's Fink Desert Race.
That's correct, Stiffy, and Black Cat Civil isn't just a name. They're a force in the Australian civil construction and mining game. They've been building the backbone of Australia since 2006, with a team built on precision, grit, and good old Australian fashion hard work. Black Cat Civil has a huge range of capabilities in major earthworks, dam constructions, and building roads that Australians drive on.
That's right, and we're going to go visit Black Cat in the Northern Territory, more particular in their Alice Springs office, which is in the heart of the Fink Desert Race. These guys get it done, and they get it done right.
And now they're helping us lads bring our own brand of chaos to the desert. From the shed to the sand, we're pumped to have their support as we chase dust, danger, and a bloody good time at the Fink.
Yeah, big thanks to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Check them out at blackcatcivil.com.au and keep your ears on the Lads Podcast and your eyes on our socials as we take on the biggest off-road race in the country, the Fink Desert Race 2025. Our vlogs are up on the Lads Podcast Patreon platform. And if you like to find the link in the Instagram and Facebook site, go check them out.
Woo!
Yeah, let's go.
Fucking let's do it.
Alrighty, folks. Before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. Over here on my left is Stiffy, you loose fucking nut. How are you, bros?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm fucking tired.
You look tired too.
I'm fucking drained.
Well, it is Friday today, as in when this episode comes out, but we're recording on a Thursday night.
A bit later this week
because things, you've just been working your fucking ass off.
I've been at work for a long time. I don't know about working my ass off. So.
Down the hole again?
Yeah, mate, still down the hole, working at fucking building the train station for fucking Brisbane.
The Cross River Rail.
Yep, so when you're fucking walking through it, just fucking look up and marvel it and go, fucking Barney built
that. Barney built this.
Because I'm going to fucking say that to my kids. Not that they give two fucks. They don't believe a thing that comes out of my mouth
Can you
anymore.
Strategically hide like the Lads Potty stickers in there somewhere?
I probably could, but I'd probably also get in a lot of trouble too. So yeah,
do it on the last day.
Pretty strict. I should start putting a few more. I actually got another order through, so I've got a big fucking bunch of stickers now. So I'll be putting a few on the bikeways.
And, didn't you just say you just did one?
Yeah, I just fucking tagged someone about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, so
yeah,
I wonder if you'll fucking call in and he won't know it was me.
No, No, yeah. He won't.
I know he's got a camera in that on his gate, but I done the old fucking shirt over the head and ran in fucking.
So will he see it on the way in or the way out?
You'll see it on the way in.
Oh, yeah, so it's on the out. Yep.
You'll see it on the way in. So.
Well, okay, that's good.
And we'll also be seeing him next Friday night too.
Yeah, what's going on?
Mate, we're going to the fight night. We're going to watch Slick Mick fucking punch the fuck out of someone, hopefully.
Seen a few vids that he's been sending through to us.
Yeah, he's been training hard, hasn't he? He's definitely dedicated.
Shout out to you, Slick Mick. Can't wait to see you in the ring.
That's coming around quick, and so it's Friday night. That's
next Friday night.
I wonder if he's getting nervous. We'll also get him on too. So after the fight, we'll get him on and we'll talk through his process. I think it was like an 8-week boot camp that he done. So
that's gone quick, eh?
Fuck, you know what hasn't gone quick?
Winter?
We haven't fucking cracked a tin yet.
Oh,
we've
fuck.
Been sitting there fucking flapping your gums. Get that fucker in there.
Oh, yeah, forgot all about it.
It's a hazy mid.
What are we drinking? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a juicy mid something.
Juicy mid-strength pale ale.
Yep, right out.
From upper. The Wayward.
All right, get up.
Here we go. Oh, fuck. I did it again.
Did ya? You fucked it.
Oh,
bite it.
It's not going to open.
Just bite it.
You watch. It's not going to open.
Oh, yeah. It opened.
Didn't even look. Who twists the fucking top on it?
I'd like to say you're a retard, but that'd be fucking... You're not allowed to say that, are you, anymore?
I'm a retard. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
you didn't look.
Fuck off.
That's what happened to me.
It's fucking.
Yeah. Now you should be able to punch that down.
Fucking be better. Oh, yeah, it with your teeth.
No,
like
well.
I said to you.
Oh, is there something here you can fucking stab it with? Because you've half cracked it. Don't use your fucking hell. There's the iPhone down the drain.
Fucking.
Hang on. I'll press pause. Hang on a sec. Are we even recording? Yeah, we are. Hang on a sec. Righto, we're back on here. Your can. What a fuck up that can is.
That was fucking shit.
Now,
it?
I'm sure this happened
last...
looks
like last one of those bars that go through your fucking nipples.
Oh, that's fucking hell. That'd be a big nipple.
Big bar.
If you can get that through your nipple ring.
Cheers, bros.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Fuck, that was fucking longer and harder than primary school that opened those fucking cans, wasn't it? Fucking hell.
Longer for something like that.
Oh, lucky it's got beer inside. Oh, otherwise, it would have thrown the fucking thing.
Oh, no. Anyway, you thought I was a retard. Fuck me. At least I got my can.
How's that though? Like fucking calling someone out and then fucking neck minute.
I would have thought you'd look at your can before you crack it.
Nah. Anyway. I just went fucking, yeah. I got schooled then. So.
Righto. So let's get into a little bit. Just first of all, shout out to our Patreon. We dropped our Fink vlog.
We did, mate, and it was really good. I haven't reached out to you, Noah, and it wasn't because it wasn't really good. It was just because I've been fucking flat out. So top job, mate. You're a mint fucking guy and, a good video.
He's done a good job. Peak Productions, Noah from the big Noah, has done a magnificent job again.
Yeah, and so. I am actually looking forward to seeing the next one. So he's dropped it and he's made it right to the fucking end. We're going, right, when's the next one?
Yes.
So he's, fucking.
Yep, so there's three in total. And we'll drop the next one when it's ready. I think it's going to be ready in about a week or two.
Yep.
Oh, about a week or something.
Yep.
If it's not already ready now, something like that. So, but we'll space them out. Anyone that's interested in watching the whole lads trip to Alice Springs, the lads in the Can-Am buggy and everything about Fink 2025, jump on our Patreon site. It's cost you $5. You get to watch us be fuckwits.
And you also get the golf video for free as well with that. So.
Yeah.
And all the other buddy, everything else we do, like
definitely.
Fucking us fucking these cans up today. You get to see that live.
Yeah, actually, all of our episodes. Now, they're not all up yet. I'm slowly burning through or putting them up. So, but to get onto Patreon, just simply go to our Facebook account or our Instagram account and like and share all that kind of crazy shit. But go into the bio and there's a Linktree link in there.
Yep.
That'll take you straight to the Patreon. Boom, bang, you're in. Fucking sick.
Give it a watch.
Give it a watch. Fucking oath.
And fucking share it. If you like it, share it. Share it with your mates. Tell your mates.
Yeah.
And get us around.
Yep.
Get around us.
It's only going to allow us to do more of this cool shit.
Yep.
And then share it with you guys because you guys are fucking legends.
Yep. We'll have to definitely put something up of Mixed Fight on the next Friday night as well. Little bits and pieces. Won't be big fucking things, but us running around.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes in the ring. Like, he's got long arms. He's a big lad.
Yep.
Now, this is his first fight ever. Amateur fight, isn't it?
Because I think he just went, I'm going to fight. Like, went into like a fucking 8-week boot camp.
Yep.
And just fucking, just dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
So good on him, mate. And that's, yeah, and that's the thing. If you've got a dream, fucking jump into it, because you're not going to be that old bloke sitting on the fucking bed going, oh, I fucking should have done that.
Should have, could have,
never
would've.
Fucking done it. So, yeah. Hats off to him, mate. He's only a young fella, fucking just recently married and shit. So.
There's a few people, like you just said that word was gunner. There's a few things, like there's gunner people.
Yep.
You know, oh, I was going to do that. There's wanna people. I want to do this.
The what ifs.
The wanna.
That's the family down the road, the what ifs.
The third one is the doers. Like you've got doers. The people that just get shit done.
Yeah.
You know, like you and I, we just get shit done. Then you've got the wanners. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. And then you've got the gunners. Or should've. Oh, the should've.
Yeah, that's another family across the road from the dunners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dunnos.
Dunno? The dunnos. Dunnos.
Dunno. Fucking should've. The would've's. The could've's. Fucking.
Well, the what ifs.
What do you got to lose? Oh, just fucking jump in and have a go.
Guess what? When this comes out tomorrow, I could be 30 million. Is it 30 million tonight? 20 million? Can't remember. Anyway, I bought a fucking lotto ticket today. Oh, just imagine.
Mate, you're not a fucking... So that's not gambling. That's investing, isn't it?
Well, that's just...
Yeah, you're an investor.
I'm an investor. Just don't know what...
Just like all these young fellas on these fucking pokies. I'm not going to mention anyone's names, but yeah, fucking bit of investing going on there, isn't there?
There's been a bit going on.
There's a few that's fucking... Hey,
what was the message saying? Something about a sniff. I smelt it in the air or something.
Smelt it.
I woke up this morning and I smelt a win.
Yeah, smelt a win. Well, fucking, yeah, good on you.
Fucking good on you.
Yeah, so it's definitely not gambling. It's fucking investing.
It's good returns.
Isn't it?
He had a good fucking return too.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. Hey, I've got a fucking cracking story and I can't... I've got a fucking... tell it. Got to get it off my chest.
Yeah,
I got to
go.
Fucking tell someone. So I've got a really good mate that was fucking doing up a Datsun 1200 ute. I'm not going to mention his name. Anyway, so he's done this ute up and like he's fucking finally got it registered. Shout out to you, Graham. Willie. Finally got it fucking registered, got it done. Took it for a couple of drives, fucking loves it, fucking good thing.
Yep.
Loses the keys.
Oh, no.
Can't find the keys. Now, we've all had fucking moments where you've just lost the keys. This is not just losing the keys.
So the car's at home. Like, he's driven it home.
Yep, driven it home. Fucking, he blames his missus. It wasn't his missus' fault in the end.
Yep.
But he said he had to take the rubbish out. So, long driveway. He reckons he might have chucked them in the fucking bin.
Yep.
Been right through that. But fucking, long story. Well, won't be that long story, but can't find him. 2 weeks. Fucking still can't find him. Oh. And I said, mate, you're going to have to fucking now go get a key guy to come out and do it. So I rang up a few fucking locksmiths and they went, nah, we only do new cars now. We don't do the older ones. So get on the old eBay, fucking buy a new ignition barrel, buy a new fuel fucking lock key, new fucking door key, fucking start fitting those, fucking all the rest of it.
So he's bought it all and he started to fit it.
Mm. Yep. Fitted them all up.
Right.
Put them all on.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the new keys?
Well, you've got to fucking make
sure. You've got a new key. So you don't want to fucking lose it, do you?
No. So have you got keys as in plural? Have you got multiple of the keys?
Well, yeah. So So Datsun is a ignition and a fuel and a door. So you got three keys. So you got three keys.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be a dickhead again. Not calling you a dickhead, Graham.
Yeah. Well, I would put one on the car, hidden in one of the key safe things on the car just for a rainy day. Who knows? Fucking never know. And the other one goes in the house somewhere fucking safe.
Yep.
And then the third one you fucking use as your daily.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Mm. So this is obviously not a daily driver. She's an old girl. She's just a bit of a thing. So he gets all the keys, puts them all together, and he goes, right, yeah, I'm going to put this somewhere fucking really safe where I'm fucking not going to lose these fuckers.
He put all three together.
Yeah, he put them all together.
Yep.
And he's taken them in and... If someone breaks into his house and pinches his Datsun tonight, it's because they know the keys are in the fucking pantry. Goes to hang him up on the hook in the pantry.
Oh, no. And
there's the old keys. Would you not have fucking looked
in
your favourite fucking... But that was the first thing. So once they were all on, it's right out. I've got to fucking put these up somewhere where I'm not going to lose them.
Yep.
And goes into the fucking pantry. And here the fucking keys are.
Graham.
Hanging up. Willie, Graham.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah. How bad's that?
Oh, that's funny.
That's fucking, mate. It fucking give me tears. Oh, like, my God. I was fucking crying laughing. So.
I feel so bad for him, but yet what a fucking, what a joker.
What a fucking tosser.
Oh, dude, I feel so bad, but that's...
No, I don't feel fucking bad. Because I said to him, I said, as soon as you get those fucking keys cut, like if you're going for the locksmith or you get new barrels and shit, I said, I guarantee you fucking find them.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like fucking the first moment went, yeah, let's hang these up in a fucking safe place.
You couldn't write a book about it, eh?
Yeah, mate, you're fucking secret safe with me. I'm not going to fucking tell
you. Oh, my God. So I think I've said this before about keys. I'm sure I have, but anyway, I'll bring it up and I'll just go over it quickly. At Fraser Island, we had an old ute up there and we went swimming at Lake Mackenzie.
Yep.
And we're pretty confident that the key was in old mate's pocket. And anyway, when we went to leave, there was no key. So couldn't start it. This old truck, it was steering lock was on. So we fucking trying to hotwire it. At the end, I think we got it started, but we couldn't get the steering lock. Yep. So we were pulling shit off. We were there for hours. Anyway, fucking... Finally, brainstorm came and he rang his grandfather, I think. It was his truck. There was a spare key behind the rear number plate. Stuck behind the number plate, as in like perfectly.
Yep.
But it was like 4 hours later. We had half a truck apart and fucking blah, blah, blah. But there was a spare key on the car. On Fraser Island.
Ring up first, yeah. You're not going to find a Lake Mackenzie again.
No, it's gone. It's gone. Even if it wasn't in the lake, if it was on the sand somewhere, it's gone. You'll never fucking find it.
Yeah, we've all lost keys. So if you got any fucking good stories about fucking losing keys, your missus, your kids, or anything like that, fucking ring those in and fucking... Actually, I think we should start giving out a fucking hat and a stubby cooler.
Absolutely.
I spoke to Tommy the other day. He came around and we had a couple of lemonades because we're still doing Dry July. So
well
done that. And he's agreed he's going to do a call-in... He's going to do a call in.
Yep.
Okay. I fucked Dry July.
Oh, dude.
We just
cracked tins. Like
fucking, I know. But yeah, Tommy's went strong. He's went fucking strong.
Has he?
Yeah, wouldn't have one.
Good on you, Tommy. Shout out to you, bros.
I fucking twisted his arm around the
back.
Yeah,
right. He's like, nah. Yep. Good on you.
Yeah, Dry July and me, fucking, it cost me a lot of money. So anyway. So he's come around and the idea is the call in of the week, the one that we choose.
Yep.
Or when anyone calls in, he's going to make up a special stubby holder, like a one-off.
Ah, so nice.
No one else will get one. It'll have the episode on it. It'll have your picture if you send your picture in or just what episode it was and something about the yarn on that.
So all right, so we pick a winner and
hat,
then
sticker,
they get a stubby cooler.
Yeah,
a package
done.
Sick. Righto, guys, lads and lasses, you've just heard it from the big Barney.
Yep. So call us in with your lost keys, your kids, your wife, fucking any stories.
How do they do it?
theladspoddy@gmail.com is the email. So what you got to do is get your Nokia 3610, press record, make a recording, send it in ladspoddy@gmail.com.
Righto. And mate, that's good.
Yep. Have you got any other key stories? Because I've got one other key story.
Not off the top of my head, but go for it.
So I rode the bike in once this week.
Oh, yeah.
My top bag on the tank, so it clips over the top of the fuel tank.
Yep.
Fucking fell off in peak hour traffic.
The bag did.
So it's got the keyless entry, obviously, because it's a motorbike.
Yeah.
Can't open the doors on it. It's got the spare key in it as well. Everything. So the bike's just gone into fucking flashy mode, and it's like peak hour traffic. So I'm playing Frogger.
Trying to get it back,
like fucking running down the highway, like fucking on the way home from peak shit. Like that was fucking...
So you saw it fly off?
Well, it fucking hit me in the leg, like it came off. Yeah, so I mustn't have clipped it on properly and fucking... And it was open, but I normally put my phone in there as well. For some reason, I didn't have my phone in there. And I ran back and grabbed the bag and I went, come back to the bike and it's gone flashing, going no key found. I went, not only is there no key found, but my spare key is also hidden inside that fucking tank bag as well.
So
just fucking run out in the middle of traffic trying to get your fucking key. Oh. That'd easily be fucking $500-$600 for a key on one of those things.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Dude, that's hefty.
That was some head noise, like fucking run. You shouldn't be doing it, but I had to do it. So.
Well, no one ran over it?
No. No one ran over because I went back and got the bag, but everything else was just fucking spread out on the fucking
And none
highway.
Of it got hit.
None of it got hit.
Fuck, that's lucky, dude.
Especially me. That's probably the main thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I was just lucky it was in the left-hand lane, but other than that, mate, fucking that's my stories for the week.
The only other key story I've got is I chucked a little tanty one day And, you know, don't chuck too many tandies, but this day I had chucked all the toys out of the cot. You know when you've got a screaming kid in the cot and he just throws all of his toys out of the cot?
Everything.
Well, I had one of those days where I just threw all the toys out of the cot. And I had my keys, like this bucket ass fucking old Mazda Ute. And I had the keys in my hand and I just got angry and I got frustrated and I threw the keys at a concrete wall. It was just only because it was in my hand. I just went, one of those moments.
Venting.
And anyway, the key exploded. Imploded, exploded, you name it. And it had the chip in it. Oh. So it had the immobilizer, had everything, had your unlocky thing.
Yeah.
And had the chip in it. And the only key I've ever had for that ute. And it just fucking like... It dead set went off like an atomic bomb. Like it just, there was millions of pieces everywhere. And I just looked at the ground and went, oh, fuck my life. That actually cost me a lot of money because not only had to buy a new key, I had to get an old mate come out and program the fucking whole thing again. Oh, what a head fuck that was. Yeah. So I'm never throwing my keys at a fucking wall again.
Nah, absolutely.
So that's, anyway, it's my little tanty, fucking little tanty going on.
Yeah.
You know what happened, but last week, I think it was the night after our last recording. So Wednesday night last week, I'm sure it was. Anyway, at the shop, old mate that was trying to steal my pressure washer.
Yeah.
How fucking, so all of our listeners, I've got a business and out the back of my business, I've got a pressure washer. Now this pressure washer is just a bucket of a shit thing and, you know, I don't even lock it up. It's out the back. It's outside a locked compound. And it's been sitting out there for 2 years. Like, the power's turned off, so you can't actually use it. It's plugged into water. It's got... It's worth $3.
Yep.
Like, literally worth $3. Anyway, I've got security cameras and rah-rah, and I've seen this one bloke go out the back. Not back of my shop, but the back of the next-door neighbor's shop. And he come walking back with one of those wheels that are only allowed you to do up to 80k an hour, like your spare tire wheel.
Yep.
That's, you know, it's yellow and I think it's a solid tire. And there was one sitting out the back of his complex and for 3 years, just sitting in the long grass. Anyway, he's fucking come walking back with that. And then I'm like, oh, and I saw it. He didn't actually steal it yet. He put it beside the building and my camera was looking at it. And I'm like, oh, he's going to come back and get it later. And then 20 minutes went past and I'm like, oh, pressure washer. I wonder if he goes out and sees the pressure washer. So anyway, he walks back out, doesn't he? 20 minutes later, I'm like, right, change cameras. Yep, he went straight over the pressure washer. As soon as he touched it, I'm like, righto, Kai, we're going.
Fucking corn.
Jumped in my car. I was there with him like 4 minutes. Like, I only just live around the corner. And busted him in full view. Because
I couldn't hear what they were saying on the video. Like, you sent the video through, but yeah, like you guys were having a fucking good old conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just denial or?
I didn't steal it. No, yeah, rah, rah, rah. So he did the same thing. He wrapped it all up. He walked it out and put it next to the tire and then he was going to get it later, you know? So, but anyway, I've come in hot. Me and Kai are in my car. We parked right up his ass. And you've seen on the video there, I've just gotten out and just drilled this guy. Even Kai's got his hand up fucking.
Yeah, I've seen that. You can sort of see his stature a little bit. He's a big boy too.
He was just like, right. Yeah. I think he was just waiting for something to happen and if I was going to swing or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, and at the same time, when I was up this fucker, at the same time, my brain was looking at the scenario and I'm like, oh, okay, I think this guy's actually homeless. He's living out of his car. I started feeling bad or sorry for him. I'm like, right. So I calmed down. I calmed myself down pretty quickly. And then afterwards, I'm like, fuck him. You know, I probably should have given him a bit of a rattled up, you know.
Yeah, you're not allowed to rattle people anymore. Though,
I know, but I caught him stealing. You know. Fuck him.
Fucking if it's not yours, fucking leave it alone.
That's what I mean. Like, he's only going to do it again and again and again.
Yep.
Anyway, so I felt bad for him. But it was funny just watching back on the camera because I actually didn't realize what Kai was doing. He was standing there. He had a bit of a stance about him. And he had his arms up. And he's just like, he was ready too, you know?
Because I think old Lade, his missus started to give a bit of lip to
him. She started mouthing off. Yeah. And that was Kai sort of going, you shut your fuck hole or something.
Shut your fucking pie hole.
So that was pretty cool. It was like a father-son bonding moment.
Fucking don't steal my fucking shit. Yeah. Even if it is shit, don't steal it.
Exactly. It wasn't I don't care about the pressure washer. It was just the principle of you're stealing my shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what it's
fucking,
you know,
so much of it.
Fuck him. So I was, that was a funny thing. Then I got the security footage, sent it to you boys the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking pretty cool.
We needed voiceover. So next time, put the fucking mics on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and go in there and maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe bait some people.
Oh, what?
Yeah, go in there and fucking, yeah, just put some like, yeah, put a motorbike out there and like fucking put some,
yep,
like sparky shit on it, like fucking touch it and get zaps. Oh. Or when they jump on, a big dildo comes out and fucking hits them in the ass. You see all those sorts of videos on Facebook. So,
oh, fuck.
Let's do it.
So that was a bit of fun. that was a bit of fun. You know, it was just, it was harmless fun too, because it was like, you know, like you feel like you want to, you know, fuck, you feel like you want to knock his block off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't, and I didn't want to, but, you know.
I think that's because you're a good person, and, yeah, you probably shouldn't fucking, but violence is not the answer.
Well, that's the thing, and I think because
it does make you sleep better at night.
Correct, and I think because my son was there, and I didn't escalate the situation, I calmed the situation down after I sort of busted him doing it and yelled at him and rah, rah, and then, you know, walked away from the scenario. So it was like a proud moment of you're up him. Give him what for? Tell him he's a fuckhead and rah, 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 all the shit. Show your authority and then, but yet just don't take it to that next level where you can't undo it.
What time of night was it?
Oh, this was like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
Mm. So once you cross a certain point, you can't undo that, you know, like, you know, you throw a fist or, and what, that one punch kill thing and you just never know.
Violence is not the answer, so I think you've done the right thing there.
Yeah, correct.
And you've taught your young fella a fucking, you know, a valuable
you can,
thing.
You can throw your toys out of the cot, you can do a certain, to a certain point and just walk away from it or just like, you know, whatever. Yep. So anyway, I enjoyed it. It was good.
It was a good video. Actually, we need to lip sync over the top of it. Like the Aussie Man review.
Oh, like the footy game, you know, the State of Origin shit. Okay, guess what?
What?
Bit of motivation, bit of self-motivation. So, you know how I said last week, I'm back at gym.
Yep.
And I'd been one day because I'd started that morning. Well, a week and a bit later.
Still one day?
No.
How many days?
Only missed one day. So out of the last five mornings.
Well done, bros.
Been four mornings. So that's been pretty cool. And also, since the last episode, Ty messaged me from the Roads We've Walked podcast.
Yep.
And he's found a bit of motivation as well. And he sent me a little message going, I heard on the podcast, you're back at gym, pumped me up. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's cool. So it was a sort of the first time I've ever had a video come back to me. You're like, dude, that was fucking awesome. You've got me fucking pumped. I'm going to join a gym. And I'm like, okay, well, let's be fucking gym buddies because, you know, he lives up the road. He lives half hour away, so we can't go to the same gym. But, you know, we're just going to keep in touch with that. So I sent him another little update one.
Well, ring in Ty and let us know your goals, mate, and your fucking send if you're still fucking carrying
on.
See
how you're
going. Yep.
But, you know, gym isn't for everyone. Like I said, I go to F45 at Jim Boomba there, and I've been to a number of gyms, and I don't get the same motivation or same results like I'm doing with F45. So anyone out there that struggles with going to a gym or getting motivated to go to the gym, maybe that gym or that style of gym is not for you and you need to find something else that works for you.
Could be going for a walk.
Could be exactly
right.
Could
be doing anything. Yeah,
could be anything. Could be going for a run.
Yeah.
Could be hiking. Could be fucking push bikes, downhill mountain biking. Anything like whatever it is. But if you're finding that the motivation's not there, then you've just got to change it. Do something different.
It's the first step. I can't say anything because I haven't been doing anything.
Mm.
The only gym I've been going to is fucking. He's a barista.
And the only thing I find that motivates me is I need a goal. Like what Slick Mick's doing, right? He's got a goal. He had 8 weeks to get himself sorted for a fight, and he's been fucking working his ass off. Same with me. I've got a motorcycle race in start of September, and that's only like fucking 6 weeks away, I think. So that's my okay. I've got to be ready for that. 7 weeks or something.
Yeah,
it is. 6 weeks.
That's fucking coming around.
It's
quick
really
too.
Quick. Yeah, it's coming up.
And we've got Gundy before that too.
Gundy's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Fuck. So anyway,
fucking
motivation
busy.
Wise, and back at the gym, going in the morning, Hamzy, fuck, we're sort of back into it.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Good on you, mate. Fucking well done. Fucking keep up the good work. So, and if you fail, It's only the first attempt, so just fucking get up and do it again.
Do it again. Yep. And don't set
a fail.
And don't set yourself a big don't set yourself up for failure.
Dry July. Don't do that.
Set yourself up for success in a way of small goals first. Yep. Don't aim for fucking something huge that you're not going to achieve. Small goals. Yep. And that relates to bigger goals at the end.
It does.
Now, every year at the Big Boat Desert Show, and I've been to every Boat Desert Show except for the last four or five because it clashes with the Don River Dash.
Oh, is it Gundy or Don?
Don River Dash.
Yeah.
The Bowen. However, I've been sponsoring the wood chopping with a buddy of mine, Cian. He runs the wood chopping event at the Boat Show. And I've always sponsored the junior underhand cut or undercut event on the Saturday afternoon. So I'm still doing it again this year. However, I'm not going to put it through my business. The Lads Podcast is sponsoring it.
Are we?
So we are
wood choppers.
Yeah, we're wood choppers.
Wood choppers.
Look at our flannels, bros.
My fucking flannels. I've got the flash flannel on though, so.
So, we're going to sponsor the young fellas at the Boat Desert Show with the wood chopping.
Nice.
So that's already done. It's already happened.
Yep.
So there'll be some signs up and whatnot for the Lads Potty. So that should be pretty cool. Anyone that goes to the Boat Desert Show, drop down to the wood chopping area on Saturday afternoon. I think it starts around lunchtime or 1 o'clock and goes for a few hours of the whole wood chopping thing. And, go check them out because it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. It's a shame we won't be there.
Yes. Unfortunately, we'll be back. We'll be up in Bowen.
Up in big, bad Bowen.
Mm. Now, I came up with – now, I don't even know if I don't even know if this is a good thing or bad. Anyway, the other day – like I'm getting fucking. I'm going around in circles, right? Actually, I'm going to go for a piss. Hang on a sec.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Righto, so I was just saying, you know people that have got either diabetes and they wear the patch?
I've seen a lot of that lately.
And it might be diabetes or it might be some form of medical thing that they've got going on, right?
Kai T's.
Oh, that's his fucking skull.
Yeah, righto. Let me neck it. Just talking about him. Now they've got to have that right for their own reasons, and it's Bluetooth to their phone, and they can monitor their.
How good's fucking technology?
How
for
good
that?
Is that? That's fucking phenomenal. Now that's for. Let's just talk about the. Now I might be completely wrong, and call in if I'm off here, but you know, with the diabetes side of things, that is an alert for if your sugar levels are low,
down or up,
or up, and you can. Counteract that with food, either with more sugar or less sugar or whatever, you know, and you can live a very happy life with, you know, with the use of technology and the patch, right? Yep. So it got me thinking, right, if that's for monitoring if your sugar levels are low, what about obesity and, you know, people that are overweight? If that patch could be put on you to then go, fucking hell, cunt, woo up on the sugars today.
I think it already is. They're already using the diabetic medication to actually fucking stop you from eating.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's already a thing.
Is it? And it's.
It's not a patch or it's not connected to your phone or anything.
This is where I'm going with this. Is with a patch and your phone. Let's just say there's a patch on your body, and it looks at your diet for like a month. Right. It does nothing in the background. It's got the software and it's looking at what you're consuming and it's looking at your blood sugar levels and it's like, wow, dude, And the technology knows that a healthy person is at X level, right?
Yep.
And if you're blowing that out of the water every day and it gets to 30 days and the technology can go, all right, I can see that you are eating too much sugar or whatever it is.
Yep.
Hey.
Drinking too much.
Let's give you a daily, an alert.
Yep.
To then help you in the long term lose weight. Now, this might be completely off the chart here, but I'm just thinking out loud. So if you've got your mobile phone and you're starting to chew down a McDonald's meal, right, and you smash that for brekkie, and it's now going to be putting you sort of, you know, halfway through your calories for the
also
day.
Also, it zaps you.
And then...
like a dog collar.
Then at lunchtime, you go eat a Domino's pizza, right? That puts you right at the top. It's going to send an alert going, hey, just a friendly reminder... you might want to go for a fucking 3-hour run.
Yeah, I'm fucking taking that thing off. I'm going to buy it because it's new tech and shit. Then I'm taking it off.
What, with the amount of technology and the amount of shit that you can connect to your phone, there might be already something out there. But fucking surely people can monitor their food intake sugar levels by technology.
I'm sure it's already out there. Some of these fucking...
they have to be.
Bloody uber fucking athletes out there that are fucking already fucking getting that sort of shit done.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But they're also not eating McDonald's.
A lot of people use this technology to calorie count and rah, 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 and they work out blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I was thinking about the patch. Like, it's connected into you somehow and monitoring your sugar levels through the patch and rah, anyway.
Or your calories and shit, so yeah. I still like the idea of, like, if it's a collar and it zaps you, if you had too many calories, you go, fucking... you can't fucking eat it anymore. Imagine if that was for beers and shit, like once you've reached your limit and shit, and then you can't... like,
you can't drink anymore. Fucking,
yeah, like it...
it'd be a fun party trick, wouldn't it? Be fucking if you're drinking beers.
I've actually got an electric dog collar at home. I'll bring it in.
And you're going to wear it?
Yeah, so now I'm going to put it on you. And fucking every time you have a beer, I'll just fucking zap you. Or just fucking randomly just zap you.
Those ones they put on your arm with the pads? Yeah. Old Steady Eddie fucking comes into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have to do like a little vlog one day, I think, and just fucking... we'll do it.
Yeah. Maybe next golf day I'll fucking put electric collar on you. Actually won't be because you'll be my partner, so I'll need you to play well. Oh,
well, are we? Yeah, righto. Yeah. Good. We'll have to line that up. All right. I'll move on from that fucking patchy thing, fucking whatever it is. Went to Baskin Robbins a couple of nights ago. What are you laughing at?
Well, you just went from...
losing weight. Yeah. But hey, anyway, I went to the Baskin Robbins and you walk in and there is... and
is
I
it
think,
Baskin Robbins 41? Is it the number? That's the amount of flavours they've got?
I think
so.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Yeah. When you walk in, they've got the number and it says fucking whatever, flavours, blah, blah, blah. And then you walk in and then you're looking at ice cream and sorbets and all that sort of shit, right? What level, and then you know how you can get fucking tasty sample spoons, you know? You can ask for samples. I want to ask you, what is the acceptable level of samples that one person can ask for?
Three.
Before the person behind the counter that's serving it starts looking at you going, fuck, can't you take the
piss? Yeah, it should
be
three.
Is that the maximum?
I reckon three.
So if I went in there and asked for, I want to taste every single one.
No, that's
41
that's,
fucking spoons.
Yeah, because you're not going to want fucking ice cream after that.
That's what I mean. I'm fucking full now. No,
I reckon that there needs to be a cap. And I don't know where three come from, but yeah, you can't be just sitting there going, you're taking the piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because two to me is like when
you... it is 41 flavours, isn't it? I'm fucking sure.
Someone's got to call in. Someone's got to call in.
Something fucking strikes.
There's maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
41. So why so many different fucking flavours of ice cream?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good flavours out there. Oh, you know, I had chocolate triology. There was three different flavors of chocolate and there was some wafer
in
there.
Salted caramel or vanilla. Oh, that's it.
Nah.
I'm vanilla baby.
Mint choc. Oh, fucking hell. Mm. But anyway, three is your number?
Oh, it has to be. There has to be cut off.
There has to be.
You can't just be keeping fucking spoon feeding
people.
So
if I got to three... you'd expect
I'd
me
pull
to
you
then.
Up. Yeah, I'd go fucking look
right
stiff
now. I'm going to. Yeah,
that's.
If I then asked for a fourth one, what would you tell me?
No.
To fuck off.
Yeah.
Get out of my shop.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off, you grub. You're not getting any more free ice cream.
Yeah, right. What if I just really couldn't decide and I needed the fourth one to... you tell me to fuck off. You're taking the piss.
Let's find out.
Yeah, righto.
Let's find out how many before you go, nah, look.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Should we do it in a way that I go do it and then half hour later you go do it at the same place with the same person?
Yeah.
You know, we're not together, as in we won't walk in together, as in I go do it and I see what number I get to.
Yeah.
And then you go do it half hour later.
There's got to be a cutoff. So if you work for fucking Baskin Robbins or any of those ones where, oh, how many, like Dan Murphy's, when you walk in and get those little samples? Oh, it'd be the same thing.
Is there a sign saying max fucking
sample? No, there's not.
You could take the whole box in.
You could just sit there and just fucking keep on sampling it up. I like it. I like what you've done there, but I actually think that'd be good, Stiffy. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Baskin and Robbins, find out how many samples you can have
until before they cut us off.
To fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. Until they tell us, right, you're cut off. Yeah. No more, that's the law.
Mm.
Yeah, you've had too many. So.
Fucking responsible serving of ice cream.
That'd be fucking funny, wouldn't it?
It fucking would be.
Mm.
It would be.
So talking about Gundy is coming up. So that is our next event for the racing calendar for our off-road. So that is Gundawindi 500 on the 8th to the 10th of August.
Yep.
Which is...
We're leaving on the Friday, yeah?
We're leaving Friday morning. Sparrow Friday morning. Fart.
Yep. So I need to put in holidays for that.
Just the Friday.
Yep.
Friday the... I've got the date here somewhere. 8th. 8th of August.
Yep.
So fortnight tomorrow.
Looking forward to
2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I won't have my new car for that, though.
You won't have your new car?
I bought a new car.
Oh, what?
I bought a new car.
When? Today?
Today. I actually put the deposit on it today.
Because you were swearing at the Amarok yesterday.
I was. And actually, I'd like to do another shout-out for fucking for Automasters in Bow Desert. Fucking, if yous are in the area and yous need a mechanic, go and see these blokes. They are fucking absolute true professionals.
Yep.
And, yeah, just old-school mechanics too as well. So,
yeah, yeah.
So I was swearing at the Amarok. She's had a couple little fucking issues. So I went, fuck it, I'm buying a new car.
So which one are you getting rid of?
I'm going to get rid of the Amarok.
Yeah, you're trading.
So if you want to fucking... it's all fixed now, though, so...
Yeah, so what are you buying?
I'm buying a Toyota.
What sort of Toyota?
I'm buying a Toyota Hiace.
I'm
buying a van.
Yes.
I'm buying a van.
Boom.
She's going to have the fucking lads all over the side of it and everything.
Fucking yes, you are.
Yeah. So I'm buying a van.
Mattress in the back. Oh, mattress a in the back. Wagon. So
fucking, I'm going to be fucking... Barney's fucking bringing his new camping game.
How many sliding doors?
It'll have the two sliding doors.
Oh, so you got access both
sides.
And
so I've chosen. So I haven't chosen for the fucking courier fucking driver's fucking one.
Yeah.
I've chosen the crew van, so she's actually got
four seats.
She's got an extra row of seats.
Oh,
so
fuck,
she's a five seater.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's two up front, three down the back.
And you can
you can take those out.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
don't
want to chuck the bike in and shit like that. So.
Oh fuck, dude.
So I've fucking gone down the thing because they've got a four wheel drive. I've already got the other Land Cruiser, so I've got that to go to Fraser, and I'll just swap the van with Holly and fucking shit when she needs to use that one. And
yeah,
I went, yeah, fucking on the van life,
dude.
Mm.
That's you were talking about a couple weeks ago on the way down to the live show.
Yep. My head has been fucking just, and my Facebook feed.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram feed. Everything is just fucking vans. And I went, fuck it. Just go buy one. And like the secondhand value ones, like there's none in Australia. So it's like fucking 6 month wait. Yep. I don't wait for fucking shit, but I'm waiting for one of those.
Oh, good. Yeah, so it's brand new.
Brand new.
Are you trading the Amarok in on it?
I'm just going to sell the Amarok. So, yeah, because I've got 6 months to sell it. So I'll sell that.
Yep.
If not, I'll trade it in. But yeah.
Fuck yeah. What colour? Haven't decided.
Well, have a look on the fucking internet
for
Toyota Hiace vans.
Yeah.
Colour options.
Oh, okay. It'd be white, silver.
No, you've already gone too far.
Oh, only white.
It's fucking white.
Oh, you can get a wrap.
Vanilla.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a wrap, sir. Yeah. She's fucking vanilla, baby. And that's it. She's vanilla and that's it.
Yeah,
so. But
yeah,
they've had a couple little upgrades for this year, so it's but I went, fuck it. I haven't had a new car for a while, so.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's
the van.
Sick.
Van, like, hopefully I like it. I've never driven one, so.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you will. I used to have a Hiace van.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yep. It was a manual. What did you get? Auto?
Auto.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Go the auto. Hey, sorry. No, I had an auto.
Yep. So, new car. New Carfield.
Fuck yeah, that's the go.
Mm.
That's awesome.
I'm going to camp in it everywhere.
Yeah, because you'll be able to put the bike in there, drive somewhere,
yeah,
and then
pull it out.
Pull it out. And have a base to where you can sleep. And
so if it's it won't be ready for when we go up to the Don, but yeah, that's...
No, nah, yeah, next year though.
That'd be perfect though. Chuck your bike in the back.
That's
off we go.
Fucking sensational.
Mm. I haven't told Nat yet. She doesn't listen anyway.
No,
so,
she'll be right.
Yeah, she'll be right. So, new car feel for Barney. And keep an eye out on the road. It'll have a couple of QR codes on it. And yeah. Oh, and I'm also going for a ride this weekend.
This weekend? Where are you going?
Tomorrow. So tomorrow afternoon I leave. I'm on my way up to Agnes Waters, 1770.
Oh, get out of town.
So tomorrow night I'll leave work. So I've got the bike all packed. She's fucking washed and everything. Jump on it in the morning, go into work.
Yep.
Do my 8 hours. And then leave fuck from off. Work. Go pick my mate up, Gary, at Burpengary. That's strange.
Yep.
Burpengary.
Mm-hmm.
And then up to Croy. We're heading out to dinner that night to Matzo's. Have got a brewery up there.
Yeah.
So we'll go up there. I'll give you a bit of a feedback on that one as well.
Take some stickers.
And then, a fucking trip up to 1770. She's going to be a big fucking ride on the way home, though.
On Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday. Sunday afternoon. So Sunday, I'll be fucking there.
Yeah.
Just fucking...
Should just ride back straight to work Monday morning.
I could.
You know what I'm saying? Though. Yeah. You're not going?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Eh.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Mate, you never know with our trips. So. It's, could have the flu.
Righto. I've got a couple of things being sent in from some of our listeners. Now, I can't remember who these are from. I think Bot from Bundy maybe sent me one, and maybe Cordy's next door neighbour. Anyway, we'll run through a few, eh?
Mm.
Jack and Jill went up the hill so Jack could lick a candy, but Jack got shocked. But Jack got a shock and a mouthful of cock because Jill's real name is Randy.
Yeah.
We've probably heard that one before. Now, this isn't something that I would do, but I've got to read it, so it sounds like it might be from me.
Right, yeah.
Now, okay. I think this might have been fucking Cordy from Cordy's next door neighbor. Anyway, a sexy blonde just asked me if I prefer legs or breasts. I said I'm more into shaved pussy and anal. Apparently, that is not an acceptable answer at KFC.
Yes, that is fucking frowned on, isn't it?
Mm. Shout out to your Cordy's next door neighbour.
Getting stuffy in trouble.
Do you like legs or breasts? That's something you can't answer at KFC like that.
True story.
Yeah, true story.
True story.
The other thing I wanted to... Oh, yeah, this guy here. So, I found this... I've seen this heaps of times, but I'm just going to press play because this is fucking classic. Here we go. Let me go back and...
Okay, so if you had a racehorse, what would you call it?
Right, I've got a good answer to this. Right, if I had a racehorse, it would be called My Face. So all the fit girls in the racehorse would be going, come on my face, come on my face, come on my face.
I think she instantly fucking regretted that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Just a pommy bloke, just having a great time at the race course.
What a great name for a fucking racehorse. Yeah.
On my face.
Have you seen that one where some fucking big fucking lotto draw coming up and they're going around and asking people what would you spend it on, and old mates went fucking cocaine and strippers straight away and just fucking she's pulled the mic away and walked off and instant fucking life fucking regrets.
If you've got any of those good ones that just crack you up, send it in to us or send it in to me or to Barney and we'll play them on air. So you can send it through to the lads' Facebook page if you want to, or Instagram, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Or you can email it to us at theladspotty@gmail.com. Mates, I've caught up on the MotoGP lately.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I haven't watched in a few weeks.
It was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been one nearly every weekend. And I'll tell you what, I'll just run you through the stats. So since this race, the Mugello circuit, so Marc Marquez is absolutely killing it, right? So the man is a freak, eh? Like, I'm watching him ride around on that bike. I'll tell you what, I'm a bit of a bike guy. And it just amazes me how fast that guy can ride without losing the grip, as in the front end or the back end, mainly the front end. The front end of these bikes, once you lose grip, you know, your front wheel will wash out. Yeah. Rah, rah. So a lot of the crashes happen these days in MotoGP are realistically tire grip failure, you know.
Because they're pushing them to the limit.
The limit, you know. And the lean angles on these fucking things these days is just off its fucking head. The speed is just phenomenal. So the last race that they actually just had was at the what circuit was that? Actually, I don't have that. Don't have that one. Sorry. It was only like 9 finish. All of them lost the front wheels. You know, like as you want to say, lost the front wheel. They lost the front end.
It didn't fall off.
No, just lost the grip. So, but Mark has won now 5 in a row. Or 6 in a row now. He's just killing it in the MotoGP.
Is it because his name?
It just sounds fast.
Well, it sounds like a fucking a racing name, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah.
It's not like Mick, I don't know, you say last name, I'll say Mick, you Dylan. Say... Oh, no, that's a fuck. That sounds like a race name. He is fast. But, like, if you name your kid...
Yep.
A name like a fucking Formula One driver, like fucking
Michael Schumacher.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a fast name.
Is it just because
it's a fast name. You've grown up with a fast name. Yeah, so if you name your kid.
But Peter Brock doesn't sound like a fast name, but he is a fast name.
No, that sounds like a fast name, Peter Brock.
Does it?
Yeah, well, it is now.
Well, it is. What about Dick Johnson? That's a fast name.
Dickie.
It's Dick. Dickie. A lot of Dick.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I reckon it's these, but the Europeans, like fucking Hamilton Lewis, that's a racing name.
It is.
I don't give a fuck what anyone else says. Yeah. That's a racing name.
Hmm. So if you want your kid to be fast.
You're not going to be a fucking work. You're not going to be working at McDonald's with a name like Hamilton Lewis, are you?
Yeah, no.
No. Mark Marquez was never going to work at KFC.
Fuck no.
No, because he was fast. It's a fast name.
I'm trying to think of another name. I'm fucking bamboozled.
Yeah, it's a fast name.
It's a fast name.
Yeah, if you've got a fast name. So anyone that's out there planning on have kids or anything like that, if you want them to be fucking racers and that, fucking, Oh, Jet.
Oh, yeah, Jet Lawrence.
There you go.
Well, see? it's an airplane.
Fucking prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking prove me wrong.
Gout gout.
Fucking fast.
It's that fast. Yeah. He named himself twice.
Yeah, twice. Yeah. So fucking name your kids responsibly and fast.
Oh, I want to hear some shocking names. Yeah. I do.
I still can't get over. There was a fucking Oliver at the fucking post office the other day.
Oh, was there?
And he was he was quite an awkward sort of a fella, but he was very good at his job. Very good at his job. But he just had Oliver on there, and I was just sitting there. Just, that's all I could think of was fucking fart in the bath. So.
Gold, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. I might have to bring some funny names or fast names to the next episode.
Yeah.
Not just funny names. Well, let's pick on some fast names.
Yeah.
That they were always born to be fast.
Born to be fast.
Born to be fast. Tom Cruise.
He's not fast. He's a good actor, that. And his teeth are crooked.
That, yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, you pointed it out before.
I did.
Yeah.
And you can't unsee that today.
I can't look at him the same way anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Righto. I've got some motivation. Oh, hang on. I've got one more.
Oh, what about the fucking Ozzy Osbourne died?
Oh, yeah.
He dead.
He's dead.
He's fucking was old as fuck.
I can't believe he lasted this long.
So drugs are fucking obviously not that bad.
Like, shout out to Ozzy. He's done well.
Yeah.
Some of that, you know, he's got some cracking songs too back in the day, but he only just sung 3 weeks ago at his farewell tour. Like they called it a farewell tour.
Well, that's what happened. Don't do a farewell tour because you'll die.
No,
there was someone said that was fucking. He stopped taking acid. It wasn't someone. It was just on the internet. Fucking, he said he stopped taking acid. He took 12 fucking little tabs to fucking. And he went out into a paddock and he said he was out there talking to a horse for an hour. And he said then the horse told him to fuck off. And he said, I didn't take acid after that. As you do, like when you're offended by a horse.
Oh. Yeah, that man would have put some serious chemicals through his fucking body.
Oh, Keith Richards. How's he still alive?
I don't know.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
It's like a weekend at Bernie's with fucking Keith Richards, I think.
I don't know.
Ain't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, and fucking Willie Nelson, fucking Snoop, like fucking, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but Snoop. Snoop's a bit younger. Yeah, but Snoop's mainly into the fucking Winnie
Greens.
Yeah, so
is Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's fucking pickled.
He's fucking
pickled. He's got to be pickled, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I know. How are they still alive?
I don't know. They keep on saying drugs are bad for you, sir.
Yeah. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
All right. This one was sent in to me. Now, this is something pretty fucking funny.
If a chick sleeps with 10 dudes, she's a slut. But when a guy does it, he is gay. He's definitely gay.
Oh, you know the funniest part about that is a fucking koala it's with a fucking headlight on it.
I know. Oh, fucking funny, isn't it?
That's gone off the back of those fucking those yowie things, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
that
off
is
the
fucking,
gorillas
yeah.
and fucking.
Yeah. Well, he is, isn't he?
If a guy does it, he's gay, definitely gay.
I seen the first furries.
No, where?
In Brisbane.
Oh, because you're working in Brizzy.
In Brisbane. What, so
run me through them.
So we go up at like 2 o'clock to fucking stand up there to get some fresh air out of the fucking bottom of this hole. And they were in at a yoga place across the road from us.
Yeah.
And they had like the things underneath their arms and the fucking tails on. And as soon as they got the yogurt, they walked off, put their fucking heads on.
Yeah.
And just walked down the street. I thought it might have been like a promotion thing, but it wasn't. They were just...
They were dressed up as...
They was dressed up as fucking furries.
Because they... Right. Is okay.
Tell me this, though. Like, that fucking tail, I was a firm believer it used to go around the waist and just, like, Velcro up around your waist, but I was told it's actually a butt plug.
It's in their ass.
It's in their ass.
So like, they do feel like an animal.
Tail. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I... So they were in a costume, more of a costume?
Just a head and a tail.
Right. Because I thought furries were not wearing heads, as in they put makeup on like their cats and fucking shit.
I don't know. I just looked at this and I thought it was a furry, so.
Well, it has to be. If they got a fucking tail hanging out and a head on, that's fucking, that's next level.
That was, yeah. And look, fucking, if that's what fucking
floats
gets
your
you
boat,
off.
That's what floats your boat.
Fucking do it. But yeah, it just, I don't know, just me. It was just going, the fuck?
At least it's a quick release butt plug. Or a tail.
Is it? Pop. Do they have fucking quick release?
Butt plug?
It's not a fucking hand grenade.
No, but
you... Oh, can you imagine? just stepping on their tail. Oh. Oops, sorry.
Oh. Oh, imagine the fucking claret.
Oh. Might be a little butt plug. It mightn't be like a real big one. Might be just a little...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck if you're a furry, fucking... yeah, don't ring in.
You can fuck off.
Fuck off.
You're listening to the wrong podcast. You can fuck off.
Get out the fucking side. No, look, if you're fucking... Yeah, float your boat. I'm just taking the piss. So.
Yep. All right.
Carry on.
Yeah, I've got some motivation. We're nearly finished here. I got this motive. Now, this one, I'm not going to talk much about it. It's just something that... it just... You know when you listen to something and it just resonates... And you just go, yeah. So I'm just going to play it. Not the gay one. All right, wrong one. Here we go.
The best thing I ever decided to do was just be quiet. I have nothing to say. I'm not convincing anybody that I'm a great person. And I'm not trying to fix anything I didn't break. I'm not fighting for anyone to see my worth. Whatever you do is on you. You better hope you don't regret it. In my silence, I found peace. No longer bound by the need to prove myself or to mend what wasn't mine to fix, I discovered a new kind of strength. It's a quiet strength, born from knowing my value doesn't hinge on anyone else's recognition. I've let go of the exhausting pursuit of validation and embraced the serenity that comes with self-acceptance. I could finally see that my worth has always been there, independent of others' opinions. Those who see my value and respect it are welcome in my world. Those who don't can carry on their way. And if they come to regret their choices, that's their journey, not mine.
Yeah, anyway. It's just something
pretty powerful, isn't it?
It just clicked with me, and I was like, you know, that's just, it makes a lot of sense, and yeah, I just thought I'd share that one as anyone that's going through something. It's,
and it doesn't matter what anyone else has got to say about you. It's none of your business, really, is it?
No,
they can say whatever they want. It's fucking not.
Just carry on.
I can't help it.
Anyway, it was good for me. So anyway, it was good. Now I've got a song, and I haven't played songs on this.
Play songs?
Yeah,
anymore.
I know. Not allowed to. It? Fuck them.
You gonna sing it?
No, I'm not gonna sing it. This this one is just something that I'll play a quick little snippet of. It's simply because a friend of mine on pretty much the other side of the world is going through a bit of shit over there with war and whatnot and blah blah blah. And this is a song that reminds me of that person. Anyway, so I'm just gonna play it, a little snippet of it. Here we go. I'm feeling electric tonight, cruising down the coast, going by 99. Got my bad baby by my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll be happy tonight. Oh my God, I feel it in the air, telephone wires above, I'm sizzling like a snare. Honey, I'm on fire, I feel it everywhere, nothing scares me.
Got a good beat.
Yeah, well, this is a bit of a remix to it. A bit of Alana Del Rey. But yeah, fuck it. I took away the music part of it because of the rights and the fucking copyright fucking shit with Spotify and rah, rah, rah. Fuck them. I think it's fucked that you can't play music. Anyway, so that was just me standing up going, fuck.
Fuck you.
Fuck ya.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get our fucking legal team on board again. Here we go. Fucking strap on.
Yeah, fucking. I think that's about me done for what I had in my notes there, bruz. So what we've got coming up, mate, let's go back over what we've got coming up. This weekend, you're going bike riding.
Bike riding up to 1770, be back Monday. So then we've got a fucking full week. Then we go to Slick Mix Fight Night down at Southport Sharks.
Yep.
That's going to be a great night.
That is going to be fantastic.
And
so
then
that's
we've got
the
after
week.
That we've got Gundy,
yep, which is the whole weekend,
yep.
And then in a month's time or a month after Gundy, we've got Don River. Bowen.
Yeah, that's going to be a big trip.
Yeah, and also this isn't. I might drop it now. I haven't actually. We have lined it up, but we haven't fully organized it. But we could be going on a podcast.
Yep.
I'm just going to say somewhere up that way.
Yep.
And until it's locked in and done, we're going to be that's going to be pretty exciting because
as long as the two worlds might up and he's not somewhere else and we're not there, so
correct.
We'll
So looking forward to catching up with someone up that way as well,
and looking forward to doing the road trip. So that'll be good.
Absolutely. Yep. That's me for tonight, bruz. So I'm just going to fucking sign off by saying I'm the stiff man and I'm fucking out of here.
See yous, bye. Come on, let's go. The moment I break through.